Sea of Monsters. Written by Whirlybird70. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, One Piece. Rating, Teen. Category, Gen. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Demons. Wasn't the weakest sea for the reasons you thought, Canon cannibalism. Mythology references. Oh look, some non-canon implied cannibalism. Thriller bark. Glowing eyes. East blue. Biblical references. As in, flaming angels of hell. War. Marineford arc. Gore. Murder. Fae. Fairy circles. Demon Zorro. Whiskey Peak. Cannibalism. Cannibalistic thoughts. And chapters also have individual warnings. Part 1 of Monsters Chasing Dreams. Summary. It's funny, Robin notes, as she sits on the deck of the Thousand Sunny, book in hand, that the people who are called demon, monster, devil aboard this ship of dreams are not the true monsters. No, she thinks, watching her crew as they spend the day on the deck of the Sunny. Not monsters at all. Or, the East Blue has a different nickname to those in the Grand Line, and those who hail it as home have a few unique traits. Chapter 1. Stories. Vivi. Princess Vivi of Alabasta had grown up on stories told to her as she sat by her father's, or Ingram's, knee. They were often of the world, tales of daring and adventure, of love and friendship, of swooning women and dueling sword fights, perfect for a young princess, for a young ruler. However, on some occasions, Vivi would look further than her father's words of the worlds for stories and turn to the books in the royal library. There she would read all she could about her home, the Grand Line, and the other three blues, north, west, and south. Where was the east? She found the fourth blue, locked away in the restricted section, where her father had forbidden her to roam, as the books were too old for her right now. Who cared about that? She was a warrior of the Sand Clan. She could face anything. But the blue she found, the East Blue, the weakest blue, the sea of monsters, of demons, of things far darker than the Grand Line could ever be, gave her nightmares. It told of this sea, of demons and pirates and monsters, of things not even commonplace on the Grand Line, but horrifically everywhere in this supposedly peaceful thing. The book told her all about the people who came from this sea, how their teeth seemed sharper and their eyes wilder, how, if they ventured forth from the sea, their aura sprang forth like a hungry dog, rabid for power and human flesh. They were powerful in a way no one else could be. Her only consolation was that only the most powerful could survive outside this sea due to something called the Veil. And there were very, very few of those sorts of people, demons, who could. Even fewer dared to venture into the sea, only the strongest making it that far. For their own spirits would crumble under the weight of that terrifying sea. Though Vivi wondered who wrote the book, if that was so. There was no author listed on the book, after all. She'd run to her father for many nights after that, fearing that one of those monsters had crept forth from the sea to take her away. Her father had eased her thoughts each night, after an initial scolding on the first night, for this was the very reason she wasn't to read those books. With words that the people, demons, who came from there were not here to hurt her. That the most dangerous of them were gone, and they were safe in the Grand Line. It worked, for the most part, until she learned who those people were actually. Gold D. Roger, king of the pirates, hailed from this sea, and was said to have gone up in hellfire flames when the soul finally faded from his body 3 days after his execution. Monkey D. Garp, marine hero, who had hailed from this sea, and there was no shortage of stories of his massive power, and the horns drunken sailors swore they saw on his head. Dragon, leader of the revolution, had hailed from this sea, and those who had opportunity to spot him whispered that there was always a faint, unworldly sense about him, and that his hands were tipped like true dragon claws. Only fools dared to wonder who would come forth from its waters next. Smart people hoped and prayed the day never came. She still occasionally had nightmares of the terrible, awe-inspiring strength of the powerful people, demons, who came from there. No one could possibly stop them unless they wished to be stopped. Which was why, years later, as her country crumbled to ashy sand beneath her feet, when she heard that the 5 odd souls in front of her hailed from the East Blue, she knew she had to beg for their help. If anyone could do it, it was them.